USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Well, we believe that Hamas is responsible for these tragic deaths.
The White House saying the terror group is responsible for the deaths of more than 50 Palestinian protesters on the day the U.S. opens its new embassy in Jerusalem. Palestinians are angry about the president's decision to move Israel's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In Fairfield, California, police removed 10 children from deplorable living conditions and charged the parents with torture and child neglect after an investigation reveals severe physical and emotional abuse that lasted for a long time. Police Lieutenant Greg Hallbart saying
the children describe incidents of intentional abuse resulting in puncture wounds.
The children between 4 months and 12 years old. It all came to light when the mom called authorities back in March when her 12-year-old didn't come home, and when officers went to investigate, realized how awful the living conditions were and pulled the children from that home. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
First Lady Melania Trump recovering in the hospital after being treated for a kidney infection. She was taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and will likely be there for the rest of the week. A spokesperson saying the procedure went well, she'll recover quickly. The president sending out a tweet saying Mrs. Trump is in good spirits. More embarrassment for Southwest Airlines as a flight from Denver to Dallas makes an emergency landing after losing cabin pressure on Saturday. Everyone's okay. There were more than 100 passengers on board. Another big space rock is about to make a pass by our planet.
Asteroid 2010 WC9 is expected to pass by our planet at about half the distance to the moon on Tuesday. Astronomers say there aren't many objects that size that pass so close to us, but this asteroid does not present any risk to the planet. Astronomers, though, say they discovered the asteroid in 2010 and then lost it for 8 years until it popped back up on their radar again earlier this month. I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People living on Hawaii's Big Island are still on edge as scientists say the Kilauea volcano could erupt. New fissures opening up on Monday in a residential neighborhood. People living there being told they could have to evacuate. Their civil defense agency says the earthquake activity continues. More lava outbreaks are likely. Monday marks the opening of the U.S. Embassy's move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, this solidifying the U.S. stance recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. We get more from Middle East expert Jennifer Breeden.
Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, representing the White House, attended the festivities, which remained peaceful despite outbursts of violence 50 miles away in Gaza, where the recognized terrorist group Hamas is a governing authority. Hamas militants and others that deny Israel's right to exist celebrated that any Palestinian should die a martyr today by sacrificing themselves and attempting to assault Israeli forces or illegally infiltrate the border wall. With a Hamas and anti-Israel inspired uprisings, it marked the single deadliest day for Palestinians in Gaza since the 2014 Gaza War, where Hamas was witnessed to carry out attacks from civilian-heavy territories, inciting return fire. The U.S. is the first nation to recognize Jerusalem as the capital by moving its embassy to the new location. The ceremony taking place 70 years after the U.N. passed a resolution calling for two independent states of Israel and Palestine, which Israel accepted and Palestinians denied. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And the actress that played Lois Lane in the original Superman films has died. Margot Kidder passing away in her sleep in Livingston, Montana at 69 years old. This is USA Radio News.